What's up, dog?
We're back.
Here's my real badge.
Must have been looking at the wrong badge.
I'm Eric's bitch.
I know you're not.
Yes, I am!
What's your name?
Spin it around.
What was your winning word?
It was autofillation.
I've never heard of that word.
You don't point that Cody hole that way. It's just down on that seat. You can tell the captain that your back's sticking.
Yes, welcome people.
Yeah.
Yeah. The summer is over, Cody.
Damn, went by so quick.
Went by so quickly, and we had some winners in there. Clearly, because you saw more better movies than you said Batman.
Yeah. Because I didn't see it near as many movies as you did this summer.
Oh, so. My God. You know, the funny thing is, this summer, I don't remember what was on my worst of summer last year. You recall what that was? Like, I don't remember shit last year.
Wasn't everything worst of last
year? Yeah, pretty much, whatever. Yeah. But I know this one, I think I had like some limited stuff in there in last year, but this one is going to be pretty mainstream as far as.
Well, yeah, mine's in mainstream primarily too, so.
Yeah, so people, we here for the best and worst of summer 2014. Mm. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And we just got done doing an ice bucket challenge, so we cold. Well, yeah. I need more, Allie, but
we warmed up now.
Yeah, we warmed up now, but fuck you, CJ. My God.
Son of a bitch.
I didn't think it was going to be that bad, to be honest. I thought it was going to be
pretty fucking bad.
I didn't know the buckets was that fucking bad. Because, like, when we had the bucket, it was tiny. I was like,
I knew it was bad, and I had a little splash, and when you got splashed, a little bit splash in my leg, I was like, oh, fuck.
The look in your face. When you saw me, I was priceless. Priceless. I was just looking at you like... You should have been in Godzilla. You would have sold that shit. You'd be like, holy fuck. That look you did. I was like, that's that Michael Ealy acting. School of acting right there. But you know what? Let's go ahead and kick this shit and dig off. Cody, we're going to do our best of first.
All right. Sound good to me.
What's your number five?
My number five, got to go with 22 Jump Street.
Oh, nice little comedy there. Matter of fact, you're going to laugh because my worst of list is full of comedies.
I'm sure it is.
So the fact that that's the one that's on a best of list, you have my applause because it seems like every year comedy is just getting worse.
Seriously.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting fucking bad. Yeah.
It's following the horror genre. Yeah. And you have that one comedy year.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not mistaken, what was last year's comedy that...
Yeah.
This is the end. That was the one that stood out or whatever. I guess 22. I guess you got that one in the summer or whatever that just stands out.
Yeah.
The other one's a shit.
some old bullshit.
A bullshit. Giant fuck you.
Yeah.
But 22 Jump Street, man. What did you like most about the film?
Man, because the trailers, man, they did not sell me at all.
I mean, we talked about
it. I was worried. I was like, I don't know, man. They're doing the same shit. I saw the movie and they're doing the same shit, but they call it out.
They call on the bullshit.
And it is bad. It is just probably almost just as funny as the first one. Probably.
Yeah, I think I said it in the review. I was like, I don't think it's better than the first one. I don't think it's worse than the first one. I think it's a perfect sequel to watch back to back.
Yeah,
with. Just builds very up much on
so.
Whatever.
Very much so.
That was a good week. Where with How to Train Your Dragon 2 and that one coming out, the sequels was like, not too sure about these. I don't think they should do this. And they both came out and was like, this is how sequels is done.
Exactly.
They ain't got to be better than the next one. They just got to add on to what that first one did. And I was like, this is perfect. So, I love the... my number five is The Immigrant.
Okay.
Which a lot of people are like, didn't that come out in 2013? Yeah, at a film festival. Came out this summer, though, in May 25th, I believe, or something like that. Where it's got its so-called worldwide distribution. Mm-hmm. One thing I loved about this is Joaquin Phoenix. My God, man. That guy has keep stepping up his game. Well, you think he's off. He comes back and be like, oh, I'll show you something. Because he did that. What was that movie? This is something. This is me or some shit like that. It was kind of like a documentary or whatever. He had the beard and shit going over it. And I was like, this fucking movie is horrible. But when he came back with her and did this one, I was like, yeah, easily probably going on my top 10 list. It's on Netflix streaming, people, if you want to watch it now. It was a really good film. I actually liked that one a lot. Okay. Love the acting in it.
Nice.
This is number four, man.
Number four, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes! Yes. I was reading comments. Man, my phone just keeps lighting up. My phone just kept lighting up. I'm just like, damn, how many people comment on that? I see some fuck yous and shit. I was like, damn, what did we do? Nominate the wrong people. Shit.
I mean, that's goddamn fuck that.
Man, fuck y'all. Everybody else doing it. You gonna do it too, bitch? Yeah. Shit.
You got with me. Fuck that.
But Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes.
Ah, God. You know what? That was another one. Yeah. That was a sequel, dude. You know what? This is a good year for sequels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
We had the Raid 2. Captain America 2.
Yes.
Now Spider-Man. Spider-Man kind of fucked that up a little bit. I guess you consider Days of Future Past a sequel to First Class.
In a way.
I guess so. That was a sequel. Another good sequel. Came out in June. You know, How to Train Dragon, 22 Jump Street, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah, I guess that's all sequel. Then we had some bad ones, too.
Yes, we did.
But Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, man, I really liked that film a lot, actually, man. My favorite part, I actually dreamed about this part, too. It was fucking hilarious. I was laughing in my sleep, and had a big-ass smile on my face. I don't even know why. I'm a fucked up individual, probably. But, son of a bitch, Koba, he just pets him. He's just like, that's cool, you don't want to kill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. Get your ass. I love that scene. That should be like an ultimate gift right there. Yeah. Just like, you good loyal boy. You know, that's good for you, man. But fuck you. Dragged his ass. Like, not just picked him up and threw him, but he dragged his ass upstairs, took him over the balcony and said,
didn't give a fuck.
Looked at him and was like, Cold. Cold. He looked like that African dude from Next Friday. The fuck is this shit, nigga? The fuck is you, nigga? That's what he looked like. Whatever. He was like, Cobra leader. And they was just like, well, whatever you say, boss.
Yeah, some shit like that.
When you do shit like that, I mean, Caesar's son, the way he was just looking, he was just like, like he was sweeping the damn room. He was like, I don't think you're back to sweeping now, boss. Yeah, we need these white people killed right here. Even, you know what? That room looked like the room where, Superman snapped Zod's neck.
Shit, oh, it did, man. Wow. Holy shit.
Wouldn't that be funny? Had that been a crossover? Yeah. Those motor bridges. Fuck. Shit. Like the same room, though.
Yeah, it did. Wow, that's great.
So, what was your, what made this put on your best of list, man? That defining moment?
The level of interaction with the CGI, man, and how much they can convey. They can convey so much.
And this movie showed that Andy Serkis ain't the only one out there.
and like we said about movies earlier, it lives up to the title.
Mm-hmm.
It is about the apes. No, not about the humans or not about whatever else, you know. It's actually about the fucking apes.
See, I don't get the complaints of that movie of just like, oh, one was like, oh, the humans, or they were so weak in there. And I was just like, to me, I thought they was just on par with the original one. I mean,
I thought they were better, actually.
To me, you know, to be honest, as far as the story was going, they were better, whatever, because everybody else in the first one was useless. Mm-hmm. And to me, if they say that they were worse than the one of them, I'm just like, who the fuck did y'all resonate with in the first one then? Because I rewatched it over before, obviously my fiance, she didn't see the first one. So she went with me to the screen, and we saw the second one. She really liked the movie, and I was like, well, you got to see the first one, how it builds up this one. She saw this one. She said she kind of liked, like you said, she liked Dawn of the Planet of the Apes better. And she was like, she thought the human interaction was better in that one too. Whatever. Yeah. She was like, the only one you really care about, once again, is James Franco. And really, the only reason why you care about him is because he's interacting with Caesar.
Exactly.
So, my number four is a little film CJ said, it's okay. Ain't nothing special about it. Ain't nothing, whatever.
What's this? I don't remember this.
Snowpiercer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was lukewarm on that film. Okay.
Remember when he did on his show, when he talked about us?
Oh,
yeah. He's just like, it's all right. Everybody just hyping.
Sorry, when I think back on that show, I just think about that.
That one moment. Yeah, I know. he's like, it's all right. I don't know why people hyping it up. It's a fanboy thing. Mm-hmm. Or what do you say? It's a nerd movie.
Anyway.
I thought the movie was better than okay. Last year we had a lot of horrible sci-fi. Oh my god, a lot of horrible sci-fi. And I saw a trailer for this one. I was very interested in the film. And a lot of people said, "Oh, because your boy was in it." I was like, "No, not because of him or whatever." Everybody knows I love Korean, indie, any Asian films, or I love Asian cinema. So I was definitely looking forward to this one, and especially seeing how Chris Evans would interact with the Asian cinema stylist. First of all, I thought he was directing it. Because I know he wanted to get in directing and shit like this. So I thought it, because they kept saying, like, his film or whatever. So I'm just like, oh, he directed this? Mm-hmm. But then I found out, obviously, he didn't. I really liked the, once again, we're all fans of sci-fi here.
Of course.
Love sci-fi. Sci-fi's been on a bit of a downer lately.
Yeah.
Last summer was.
Yeah, it was pretty grim.
Kicked it off with After Earth.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
And then ended with Pacific Rim.
Was it Pacific Rim that ended, or was it Elysium?
I think, you know what, Elysium came out in August. That's right, so because the Pacific Rim came in. Well, each month it was something. That was, like I said, After Earth kicked off. I don't remember what came out in June.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember shit.
It's probably still technically sci-fi.
That did come out in June.
That's sci-fi, right?
Then there you go. Then that one. Then July was Pacific Rim, and then August was Elysium, which Elysium I thought was...
He was disappointing.
Everybody was hyping that movie up to be the greatest movie ever, which was funny because it was like, the movie's going to be so great. Where, and then when it came out, nobody went to go see that shit. Nobody went to go see that shit. No. It slowly made his money back, whatever and shit. And when I saw it, I was like, it's fine for a one-time visit. I mean, but other than that, it's like, I have no intention of wanting to go back to see this at all or whatever, to be honest. No. I mean, why is Matt Damon the only white guy?
That's funny you mentioned Snowpiercer, though, because that got edged out, man. I was debating putting that on my number five.
But... See, I was debating with that one, too. Yeah. That was a hard one, because I had like
the movie a lot. I do.
I had three other choices to pick through, and I was like, the only thing that pissed me off about that movie is finding out it came on VOD, and I could have watched the shit at home, and I was like, motherfucker. But if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it whenever the fuck you feel like it, which is what I've been doing. I've watched it probably about twice now. Let's kind of see how my enjoyment was from the theater to the movie, and I liked it just as much as I did from the theater, so.
Cool.
What was, let's get into number three then.
Number three. This is probably some of the shocker to some people. That raccoon, man.
Oh! Hooked on a feeling.
I'll allow it.
Gotta believe it.
Guardian.
Cherry Bomb. And you. I'll mix both of them.
No, man, this is the most fun I had this summer.
Man, I would love to put that song Cherry Bomb in a Twisted Metal game. Just stick your head out the car, smiling with a sadistic laugh. You shoot some missile up, whatever. Cherry Bomb! And Sweet Tooth just throws a fucking cherry bomb and it blows up. Damn, I miss those games.
Sorry
about that. Yeah, well, whatever. But yeah, oh yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, man.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Great.
I had a lot of fun,
man. It's a great movie, man. Great movie.
I think this summer really encaptured of how to have fucking fun this year. I really like that a lot about this
Nobody
summer.
Knows how to have fun like James Gunn, man, I tell you.
Man, Jake, that's a sick motherfucker. somebody asked us that question, who do you prefer, James Gunn or Edgar Wright? And we talked about it, and I was like, man, that really goes on personality right there. And then you picked Edgar Wright and I picked James Gunn. I was just like, because I like crazy shit.
Of course, I like crazy shit too.
When it's done right.
Yeah.
It's never done right, though.
Rarely.
That's very fucking rarely or whatever and shit. Edgar Wright does crazy shit, but it's fucking clever, thought out, well written or whatever and shit. That's not to say James Gunn, what he does isn't clever. It's just more like, I could have thought of that, but I just didn't have that on my mind at the same time.
Right.
That shit's so crazy and out there that I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's almost as if Edgar Wright went to Harvard, James Gunn went to Cal State LA with me. He was drawing raccoons and shit while everybody was trying to learn. that was definitely one of the most fun. I had a lot of fun this summer, actually.
Yeah. Oh, same here, man.
Got a lot of fun. There was a lot of good movies that came out there. My number three, though, speaking of fun movies, man, this one I had a hard time debating too, man. I'm not gonna lie. I switched this one like three times so much where it was at my number one, went to number four, number two. Then finally, I'm gonna put it at number three. This is a hard list to put together, actually. And you know it's a good year when you have a hard time putting a list in top five. You're just like,
yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
I was like, shit, I like this. As far as like
the best of, yeah, it was tough.
Yeah. Worst of was very.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay.
Man. Okay. Oh, okay. Man. That shit, dude. I had the hardest time seeing that or whatever. I want to go see it again, really fucking bad, dude. I'm like fucking dying to see it. I need to look up the new title of it because I don't want to be.
Live, Free, Die, Repeat.
Live, Die, Repeat. Where it's like, I never heard. That's got to be history right there. Never heard a movie getting changed after it's already damn near on its way. Seriously, like, Edge of Tomorrow, man. That was May was a good month with it wasn't
the latter half.
Yeah, the last half.
Yeah,
which was X-Men and Maleficent, whatever. Mm-hmm. But June really kicked it off.
Oh yeah,
it kicked it off, and Tom Cruise with that, which I was already saying from the trailer, I was like, I look interested in that film. I want to see that. Whatever, see, because once again, we love sci-fi. I didn't think I was gonna have that much fun that I had with it.
Man,
I was sitting there smiling the whole time. Yeah. I was like, Tom Cruise, you son of a bitch.
Still got it,
man. You son of a bitch, right
still
there.
Still got it, man.
I was never a Tom Cruise fan. Really? I didn't become a fan until the last Mission Impossible came out.
See, I was never one of these dudes that hated Tom Cruise.
Me neither.
But
I never got.
I wasn't like a huge fan, but I recently became a fan of him. Yeah.
Wayne can't stand him.
Yeah. Looks like him. I don't know why he can't stand
him. Actually, damn, you're not lying. He does kind of look. Like him. I never was one of those Tom Cruise. Like when his movies came out, I was just like. They're kind of whatever. Even Oblivion, which was wasn't that great in storytelling. I thought it looked... it had the Daft Punk effect. Where I thought Tom Cruise was great in it. And the music and the cinematography was great. But the story was just bland and generic and shit. And, you know, you had these other characters like Morgan Freeman just thrown in there playing...
Oh, fucking, Jesus Christ.
Throwing their... Man. But Jack Reacher, The Last Mission Impossible, I'll give Oblivion half that credit or whatever because the story was really boring and mundane. and then you got to this one, man, which... I think personally it was Tom Cruise's best movie.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead.
Okay,
and say
you
it,
know
what?
Yeah, you know, finish your thoughts. Go ahead. Yeah.
No. Go ahead, man.
Is ready to move on to number two. Ready for that?
I think I am, man. But I'm thinking about the movie. Man, was the movie to get, man. I really love that movie, man. I wouldn't be shocked if that be one of the. One of the first summer movies to hit my best of list.
Okay.
To be honest, that movie really. And entitled what a summer film is be. It can be clever, funny, and just all out there what it does. I think that was probably the biggest disappointment I've ever had or whatever seeing in the movie, just see it fail in the box.
Yeah,
I was like, wow.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but like you said, let's move on to number two
number
now.
Number two. It's funny you mentioned Edge of Tomorrow because that's my number two.
No! Shit, we can talk more now. Yes!
Man, no, it was fun seeing Tom Cruise out of his element, man, because he's like a little bitch in the beginning of his film, you know?
You remember what he said? He was like, are you trying to blackmail me? He was like, gentlemen, arrest him. He looked, and he ran. Best running scene ever, Tom Cruise, whatever. Because I was looking at, I would have did the same fucking thing. Did you see those, what was it, those Sentinels slash Matrix robots or whatever and shit? Doc Ock tentacles? These motherfuckers could... dig on the ground and the way they moved around and shit like that. I was just like, these things. You know what? I think that's the best thing of this summer is we don't have that one eccentric villain. We have these creatures and shit.
Yeah, these almost basically forces of nature almost.
That are fucking destructive and relentless. Oh, I mean, if anything, this summer when we've had one villain of the movie, that's the weakest villain of the summer. We've seen in X-Men, the Sentinels, man.
Yeah.
Fucking frightening. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, when they pulled the Colossus apart, I was like, God damn.
I want the whole people. He said, Transformers, this is how you do it. And he throw his ass.
Motherfucker might as well have been plastic.
Then you get to Edge of Tomorrow or whatever and shit. I'll even go throw in How to Train Your Dragon, that villain they had in there. When he killed his father, I was like, damn. Even when I was like, they ain't kill him. Where I looked at fiance, I was like, they ain't kill him. He'd be fine or whatever. Hiccup kept touching him. I was like,
wake up.
I'm like, damn. I saw all I heard in the theater full of kids was, yeah. I was like, the kids started crying. I was like, holy shit, they killed that dude. Edge of Tomorrow, man. Those, man, I don't know what the fuck. They were scary.
Yeah. Scary.
Especially that. I love that scene where Tom Cruise was telling Emily, You know, another good thing about the movie, they didn't throw in a love interest. Like, yeah, crowbar that shit.
Emily Blunt was pretty badass in that movie.
Yeah, they didn't crowbar that shit in our face. Yeah. They're going to fall in love right now.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that plenty of times before.
That's worst cliche.
Yeah, I can't stand that shit.
It's getting annoying now at this point. Like, that's the one. If anybody says, oh, I thought cliches don't bother you because it's a movie like that, that one definitely puts the nerve. Because they do that in every movie.
Everything.
Guy always has to get a girl at the end of the movie. It's like, damn, a girl ain't surfing. No fucking better judgment. Seriously. Or whatever and shit except that. But I love how it just built because they were getting to know each other. Because when he said this scene where he's just like, she was like, how many times have we been here? And he was like, maybe about 300 something times.
Right.
And I was like, holy fuck. Are you still trying this?
Yeah.
That's at the point of Grand Theft Auto 5 where I throw the fucking truck. You know, like, I'll come back in the morning. And then next night, you know my stairway? I come down, just stare at the TV and be like, I'll get that shit back. It'll get, fuck you. Man, come to bed, fuck you. Shit, we're going to get it done. But yeah, man, stick a video game. They always say like, oh, turn your brain off, stick a video game controller in your hand. No. Keep your brain on, put a video game controller in your hand. Perfect video game movie.
There you go.
Actually, better Matrix.
Shit, better than the last two fucking. That's for damn sure.
That's for damn sure. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck those were, but.
Man, yeah. Close to fucks. My number two is remember that trailer talk we had? Well, not trailer talk, but the Blu-ray release we had about last week, if I'm not mistaken, too. A certain guy I love, a little weird indie film. He's playing out a big movie earlier this summer. I'm gonna let it sink in your head for a little bit.
Okay.
I'm gonna let it sink in your head.
Indie film.
Yeah. We talked about that. I told people to go see. Let's see. I'm going to play with you. He was in a big, big film, too, this year.
This year.
With another actor that I love. British actor, too.
Damn. I should fucking know this, man. Why not know this?
It's not Locke, because that one came out in April for me, so.
What an indie film. Big movie. Fuck.
Michael Fassbender.
Oh, shit.
Here we go, baby.
Okay. Frank.
Frank, man.
Okay.
Frank, man. I never thought I'd use this word in a review. Quirky. It was very quirky or whatever. It was one of the things that I appreciated seeing the film right after First Class, which I saw with James McAvoy, Filth, and I saw that one. And that was another film where I saw Michael Fassbender out of his element because he usually plays the James Bond, smooth, slick guy. I mean, if the guy was, I keep getting where the guy's from, actually, whatever. But if he's British, that's my vote for the next James Bond. I mean, like, he shows it in every fucking movie he's in. I'm just like, this dude is so fucking smooth. Even when he kicks a motherfucker, like what he did in First Class, when he kicked that motherfucker, I was like, he did that so charming. I was like, I'd love to be kicked by you, Mr. Bender. Can I call you that? Can I call you Mr. Fass? Bender. It's like, is that a gay joke?
Yeah, what are you trying to get on, man?
I'm trying to get you to rape me. That's what I want you to do. I want you to bend that metal dick in my ass.
While wearing that mask.
Yeah, while wearing the Frank mask. Or the Magneto. Whatever mask you want to put on. I don't give that. Actually, he made Magneto cool.
Hell yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. So, like, everybody used to make fun of Magneto in the cartoons. Mm. Like, that guy look. You seen his out? He look gay. like weird. Like, who'd be afraid of Magneto and shit? You see the old man Magneto, he's just like, the only thing you need to be afraid of is if you Wolverine, because that's what I mean, what the fuck can he do to you and shit? The comic books, obviously, man, yeah, that didn't really put any translation other than his dialogue and whatever and shit like that. But, man, they made him such a cool-ass just character. I don't even know if I want to call him a villain because, well, in the second one, he definitely was a fucking villain. He was fucked up motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I love his reasoning, though, his ideology or whatever. He's so passionate about it and shit like that. That conflict, I mean, that's what makes this new X-Men franchise for me is that conflict of ideologies and shit, which we had this conversation before. That's the best fucking part of the movie. I mean, people saying, well, my favorite scene was in, I go like, man, I gotta go with the plane scene, dude. But Frank, man, definitely nice to see Michael Fassbender play this character where he was pretty much a famous musician. Wears his mask to hide that to join this crappy band or whatever and shit to bring, because I guess you can say he was more mainstream.
Okay.
And he joined this crappy band to play what he would want to play instead of what a studio would want him to play.
Gotcha.
So he goes and plays his character, and he brings so much detail and emotion to it, and you can't even see a facial reaction. So that was one thing that was good. I was like, wow, I really feel for this character and shit. And the music is not that bad in it, too, ever. Okay. So
cool.
Actually, you do recommend that one for people if they ever catch it.
I
want to
see that.
I kind of want to see it again, too. Actually, all these movies we just named, I kind of want to see it again.
definitely.
They need to hurry up with the Blu-ray. Number one now.
Number one. The one.
I guess
one.
I should give mine because you already named it or whatever. So it was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Person. Okay.
I kept Guardians. Going back and forth with that in Edge of Tomorrow, man.
Kind of figured it'd be Guardians.
Man, that was the hardest number one list I ever had to come. I was just like, That was definitely one. I think it was like with last year when I had the 12 Year Slave and her or whatever. I think it was one where had I seen Edge of Tomorrow more as like I did with Guardians of the Galaxy, that one probably would have been the number one. But since I've Guardians of the Galaxy so fresh in my head and seen like three times now or whatever, I had to go with that as my number one, man. I had so much fun watching that movie or whatever. Yeah. For me, it's not like you said in the review, it's not the best Marvel movie, but that's the funnest one I had with or whatever and shit. I was like, yeah, this takes me back to... This takes me back to how you do 80 references, Expendables. You want to go to the comic book style, Sin City. matter of fact, took the two things I hate about both those movies and made it the better movie. So yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, obviously. So,
Number one,
man.
I mean, you kind of just referred to it a little bit.
Ooh.
That Fassbender.
Ooh.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
That Fassbender dick, baby.
Yeah, this movie kind of took me back.
Do the whole man. That's what Fassbender and McAvoy was doing in the first one. Yeah. Was doing the whole thing. Yeah. Because bitches ain't shit. Bunch of grown ass men bumping together, throwing women out. Yeah,
goddamn shit.
I'm kind of gay, bro. Man, you know what? I struggle with putting that one on. That was the one I was struggling with Snowpiercer in that one.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm sure Cody put it on there, so I'll put Snowpiercer on there just to hear it out, whatever. Because I know we're gonna talk about X-Men.
Oh yeah.
And why the fuck not?
Why not?
Everybody thought I was gonna hate it.
Yeah. Oh, it was, shit, I know
waiting.
I did.
It was waiting, dude.
I was like, waiting for the review.
I was hesitant with that review, too. I was like, no, don't post it yet. No, don't post it. Post Blend It first. Post that shit first, whatever. Because usually I post the big ones first, and then the little ones come out on the Sundays and shit. But I post the X-Men on Sunday. I was like, I'm gonna make these motherfuckers wait. Even Cole at the time, he was like, all right, I'm done. Talk. I wanna hear it. Goddamn, the suspense is killing me. Right. Did you hate it or not? You are 100% absolutely right. I loved it. I liked it a lot. Definitely one. I wish another one I could have saw a second time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Wow. Yeah, because this is another one that kind of took me by surprise. I went into there with a little bit of hesitation because that first trailer, I was kind of.
Oh man.
All the trailers, pretty much. I was just
all the trailers. Okay.
And then, like, some of the design choices, like the Sentinels, we were talking shit about Quicksilver, we were talking mad shit
about. We made fun about Quicksilver doing the Carl's Jr. commercial and shit. I was like,
we were talking a lot of shit.
What the fuck? granted, we still back it up. Yeah. He still looked like shit.
Yeah.
But he was effective.
Yeah.
You can look like shit and still be effective and get a pass.
Man, I watched the movie, man. I couldn't believe how well they not really adapted, but they kind of had their own spin on, you know, the source material, the Days of Future Past actual story. And I kind of like where they went with it.
James McAvoy was so good in it, man.
This was his fucking movie.
Man, he was so good. Like, he bringing tears to my eyes. Just thinking about his shit.
Because I know everybody has a big fucking problem with Wolverine having the spotlight in previous films.
Same here.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But here, it makes sense to have Professor X, because that's the meat of the story.
Well, my main problem with the whole Wolverine thing is... There's too many other important X-Men characters here to focus on just one.
Yeah.
There's too many of them. Now, had this been a Guardians of the Galaxy type deal or which Guardians is based on a team too, so I guess that's a wrong example. Maybe like Captain America or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Hawkeye, if they made a Hawkeye and Black Widow film or something like that. It's too... Why give all the spotlight to Jeremy Renner or Scarlett Johansson or whatever? Why give it to both of them equally and shit like that? Which can be done, so I don't want to hear that shit. It's like, oh, it's too many characters. You can't get equally done. It's like,
we've seen
that in the Avengers, Guardians, and we've seen it in this Days of Future Past, First Class. We've seen it over and over. Even in fucking Captain America, Winter Soldier and shit. And, man, I'm glad Wolverine's put in the background, and it wasn't a big... I think this is one of the best years of Super... This takes you back to 2008.
Yeah.
Or Iron Man. The Hulk wasn't a... like fantastic film, but that was the best Hulk thing I've ever seen.
I thought that movie kicked ass.
Same here. And I even said it in when we did our Avengers thing with Grace Randolph, me and Lena, whatever. I said the Hulk out of all the original Marvel movies had the best fight scene at the end.
Fuck yeah!
out of all the events. Fuck, I was like, yeah, I don't want to give that one because I know a lot of people put that one at the bottom. I'm just like, that one gets shafted. Like, no,
that's in my top five of the Marvel movies.
I love that Incredible Hulk movie. So, yeah, this takes me back to definitely 08 of superhero films where I'm like, we had Captain America, Knock It Off. We had which was playing the series, had the jokes in there, still with the Marvel format. Then we had X-Men, where they played back on that reference style of jokes and series. And then we had Guardians of the Galaxy, where it was just like, let me show you how the old...
Movies are pretty much polar opposites, but they both work well for what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, they really do. And X-Men did the feature, but man, the acting, dude.
Yeah, the acting, yeah.
Man, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think McAvoy and Fassbender, if anybody wants to say which superhero gets an Oscar, man, I was like, when First Class came out, I was like, you got to give it to McAvoy and Fassbender, man.
Yeah, they really elevate the material to New Horizons.
Man, they made me forget it was a superhero. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, seriously, they did.
Because
it wasn't an action-packed film.
No, and you really didn't see that much done with I mean, Quicksilver had the biggest sting where he used his powers in that one scene or whatever and shit. That was like the biggest power scene you saw in the beginning of that film. Where they went to the past or whatever, not the whole Sentinel shit thing or whatever. But when you got to that part, he was like, okay, it is a mutant film here. But then the next scene we have is the plane and shit like that. And you just like...
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Damn,
just look,
dude.
Yeah, you feel it.
You sat back and
chill. Yeah, you're like Wolverine. You're like, oh, shit, what the fuck?
That nigga was... Oh, shit, dude. You too, man. You got some fucked up passes or whatever shit. What the hell did she put me in here and shit like that? You touching the glass like, I'll drink the day to that.
Yeah, man. Because they even nailed the time travel aspect. Great.
They did.
They could easily fuck that up. No. You've seen that plenty of times before.
Sucker punch.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what the hell that was. No, I don't know.
Was that time travel?
I don't know what that was, man. Okay. Time traveling to the future of fucking German Nazis with machine rail guns and shit. People, you want to know the plot of that, just ask CJ.
Yeah, ask CJ. Yeah.
He'll give you an expert
in all things sucker punch.
I can't remember. When that nigga gave us a serious plot, I was like, damn, he's serious.
He is dead fucking serious.
I see why even Wayne get along so well, whatever. It's because they get serious about shit. It's like... Wow, you really know how to pull a plot out your ass, don't you? But man, let's get in our worst of it. Now, you only got three.
I only got three, because I haven't seen as much as you have, obviously. And most of the shit I've seen this year has been good. I haven't seen a lot of bad shit, but not to say there is no bad shit, because there is some terrible bad shit. Yes.
Let's just say this. If Darkness at the Movies was doing a lot more movies than just superhero or comic book films, whatever, I'm sure you would have been there with me.
Rup.
And I'm 100% sure, positive, Sin City would have been probably on that list.
Ooh, okay.
After seeing that movie. Part of me, when I left that theater, when I saw it on my screen, I was like, I wanted to send you and CJ a message. Mm-hmm. No, fuck that. You two go see that movie. I want to know your opinion or whatever, because I want to know if I'm crazy or not. Is it just fucking me, or was the movie not fucking bad? I mean, I'm sure we'll get into that later. But my number five film, A Million Ways to Die in the West. Ooh.
That was some bullshit.
Man, that was some bullshit for your ass, man. All those cameos wasted for nothing. Liam Neeson. You take Liam Neeson and make him born, you can go to hell.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson's not born. I don't give a fuck if it's the same shit he's doing or whatever. It's not born. Taken 2? Piece of shit of a movie. Liam Neeson carries that shit to make it passable. Non-stop. Goofy as fuck. Especially when six guys jump on Leonis and he's still riding them around the plane. It's just like, you can't stop this guy. But Million, man, everybody's talking about, Seth MacFarlane, man. That was another fanboy thing right there.
Oh, okay.
Where you can point out the bad shit in the film, but it's like, I'll give him some credit because he does make you feel like you look like in the West. I'm like,
that wasn't him.
Yeah, don't give credit to him for that. That's cinematography, man. Yeah, that's the stunt pieces. I mean, the stunt setup. That's setup and shit. No, I'm not giving that. No.
No.
That's like saying, I'm going to give Man of Steel a pass because, you know, his little ice kingdom fortress, whatever the fuck you want to call it, Sword Fortress of Solitude and shit. It has icicles there. Did you see that, man? It was resembling the one I used to read about in the comic books, man. You saw that? I don't give a fuck. No, we'll write the story here or whatever. A Million Ways to Die, but that was a horrible fucking comedy, man. I debated with walking out. I was just like, you know what? I don't need to see the rest of this movie. It was one of the movies where he's like, you know how it's going to end. I don't need to see this. You know how I'm crazy about Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah.
I even told you the Mad Max trailer. I was like, I got excited about it because got my actors and my actresses. Mm-hmm. I mean, my people is in here. I want to see them in here. Mm-hmm. I want to see them in another film. Because after that fucking Million Ways of Away, I was like, you got to redeem yourself, Charlize Theron, man. Oh, my God. You don't let me been pumping you up this whole year. And then this is your movie. You come out and they go like,
damn.
Seth MacFarlane, his evil fucking power. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude. Number five, Cody. Number three, I guess.
My number three. Let them fight. Godzilla.
You know we're going to talk about that a lot in depth.
Oh, my God. Man, I couldn't believe, man. Sitting in this big-ass IMAX theater, which is meant for big event films. Say it one more time. Event. There was not one fucking event in this goddamn movie. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
We was horrible.
No fucking events. We was so horrible. There could have been events, but no. The director decided to cut away from the fucking events when she was about to go down.
And the one event I gave a pass, you even told me he didn't even come up with that. I was like,
he didn't want that shit.
Fuck that movie.
Fuck you. Fuck this movie. Seriously. Oh my god.
You're gonna be shocked when you find out where it's at on my notes.
Man. God damn, dude. I can't. No, seriously, this movie makes me fucking angry.
You did get mad in that Comic-Con.
It gets me fucking angry.
That's why I'm shocked. That's your number three.
Because they had all the pieces, man. It was right there. It was laid out for them.
You're going to be baffled by my picking.
You got this great looking guy. You got the CGI. It looks fantastic. You got fucking Bryan Cranston in the goddamn movie. And then you have Ken Watanabe, who's a respectable actor. But you wouldn't fucking know that with the material you gave him in this fucking movie.
Talking about, I felt the force of God. When?
There was no fucking force.
And then we predicted that ending too.
Oh God!
Oh my God! That ended. I remember I was sitting in my chair, just looking like this. Fiance just texted me.
Man.
Soon as the credits roll, she texted me. How was it? I know you was excited for it and stuff like that. Cause she couldn't come with me to come see it, or whatever. She was like, I know you was all excited to see an early screening of it. She's like, and I was like, I'll tell you when I get home. I was upset. I walked out of there just bad like.
Man, and I know people keep saying, "Oh, it's a throwback to the old school Godzilla movies when you don't see a lot of Godzilla."
Them wasn't good.
Okay, I don't want to see that.
who the fuck wants
to see that? All right, if you want to do that, make all the other parts interesting.
That was a we'll get in that later.
They had none of that. There was nothing interesting. Anything that had interesting going on died within the first fucking 20 minutes.
Save your anger, my friend.
Okay, because it's.
Because we're going to come back to that.
Okay,
we definitely going to. And I think the thing that's going to baffle you is where it landed at Amanda. But number four, though.
Number four.
Tammy.
Oh, shit. I should have known Melissa McCarthy was going to ease her way on this
My
list.
Second comedy film, man.
Yeah. Comedy.
That's all
right. I think there's a trend going on.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy going to make that fucking list. That bitch just can't stay away from the fucking list or whatever and shit. I can't stand that fat bitch now.
Oh, shit.
I hope she gets hit by a dump truck and they dump that fucking trash on her, pick her up, and they probably can't even pick her fat ass up, whatever, and just dumped her ass somewhere on the side pavement to picked up as a $9 hooker or something like that.
Damn.
The one thing I can't stand about a comedy, her comedies, I'm going to go ahead and say this, they make her be a bitch through the whole fucking film. And at the end of the film, all of a sudden, you're supposed to like her because she does a redeeming thing. You're just like, she did that shit in Identity Theft. It's like, well, yeah, still, but I'm not a bad girl once you get to know me. We can be friends, and they become friends because they're on a road trip together of taking her ass to prison, and yet he's like, I've grown to liking that woman. I'm going to keep her around. Let her be herself. Mainly, the main message of her films is, be yourself. And it's like, bitch, no, you never be yourself. She's a straight-up fucking bitch in the fucking movies whole way, and then you probably like, oh, she's kind of catching on. I couldn't stand that. I did walk out of that movie. I remember,
Oh, shit.
It was like 30 minutes before it ended, but I walked out because I was like, that's when they pulled the little thing where it was just like, she's actually not that bad of a person. I was like,
you had to do it.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm not sitting around.
Hit that breaking point, man.
Yeah, because Identity Theft, man, I sat there and I literally paced back and forth. I was like by the door just, she's going to see it. I have to see this movie. I'll just watch it.
I wonder if that's going to happen to me one day, walking out. I've come close.
Man, that one.
I've come close.
Yeah, if you see as many as I do, you probably will. Because you're like, well, what was your number two, though, man?
Number two. Whew. The the fuck you Spider-Man. Not anything but Amazing Spider-Man.
You know what? I didn't think we was going to get to that movie, to be honest. I'm glad we did because fuck, man, that movie.
Where did we begin with that shit?
Hey, you want it? I got it on Blu-ray.
No, man. I don't want that
you
shit.
You know, because Studios gave me a copy if you'd like it.
Throw that shit aside.
I'm thinking of doing a funny video with it.
Fuck.
Hey, take another one if you want.
Man.
One is enough, bro. Comes with a Blu-ray and DVD. That's like, take the preview.
Yeah. Here's yet another long-ass movie.
Did that open the summer up, too?
Yeah, it did.
And we had such a good month of April because it was Captain America in the Rage.
Oh,
and I was
man,
like,
you couldn't ask for a better April.
And then Spider-Man came out. And I remember I was like, the trailer like shit, but Spider-Man
was
very
cool. Yeah, I was willing to give it a chance.
I was like, we'll give it a chance. And then that movie kicked off, man. This is like.
I was like, wow. Jamie Foxx, what are you doing?
Like, the first one I thought it was trying to take itself too serious and was goofy in that fact or whatever. Like, some of the shit that was happening. But this one took a complete nosedive.
Man, like, dude.
It was not the same tone from the first one.
No, it felt like it was in the wrong fucking decade. Like I said, if they released this shit in the 90s, it'll make much more sense.
That didn't feel like a sequel to the first one.
No, it didn't.
And, I tried to give it a low stream it at the simple fact that they got the Spider-Man right in this one. He was the Spider-Man and shit like that. And then when you brought it up to me, he was like... He was on screen for like, and then I was like,
"No, no,
oh yeah, that's fucking right." You know what? Fuck this movie.
That movie is 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's 2.5 hours. And what was I think I said I liked the fight scene with Jamie Foxx. Remember just his electricity move? I was like, that looked cool, but that lasted for a minute. Spider-Man was cool, but that lasted for 2-3 minutes or whatever. And then the whole part of Peter Parker and Emma Stone, man, that shit got old, man. He was making "I love you" across the bridge. I was like.
Like, why would you do that? You know they can fuck millionaire. Jesus Christ.
I don't get that, man. Like, I never once felt that struggle like in the original. I had to keep going back. That one just like bleeds over the original. Like, it's so much. I had to keep going back to the original, but it never felt
but do it.
Yeah, it never felt like in this new one, he tried to keep her away from the danger.
No.
Like, the fact where she even, like, that argument, I think I remember that's why I told you. I was like, I liked Emma Stone, but then that last scene I brought up where I was like, fuck that girl. Fuck that girl, man. Where he told her deliberately, stay here. Did you not see this electricity man flying around? You saw what he did to almost kill those people. Stay here. Don't come here no more. And she drives that car and comes in. And she argues with him about, like, I want to help. It's my choice. I'm just like.
Only they had to press a fucking button.
And it felt like. I've said it before and again. The reason why I was most interested in that film is because the death of Gwen Stacy is one of the biggest deaths in comic book history. I mean, that's bigger than any death in any comic book or whatever ever made or whatever shit like this. So I was like, I have to see how they handle that. And when they did that whole argument thing, I was just like, wow, they made this so forced that you saw everything that was coming to happen. Dane DeHaan.
Oh, God.
When we talk about that, like the whole Harry Osborn, I mean, we brought it up with James Franco. Did you ever once think that that guy would have became what he became at the end of the film?
No.
And then when you look at Dane DeHaan, he's like, that nigga gonna be a
bitch.
I don't know what he gonna be, but he damn near.
And then they try to establish that goddamn relationship between them, and you feel nothing. Get up there skipping rocks and shit. I'm like, no, no, no. Stop. Stop that.
Dude, they did not have a plan when they made
this.
No,
they didn't.
They should have just introduced him in the first fucking film.
I don't know. Dude, fucking build up.
You know what? I can tell you a scene I hated in the first one, whatever, which was the Uncle Ben's death, that they could have easily brought in there, whatever, was having Dane DeHaan showed up when his uncle died. I'm here for you, man, whenever you need me. You know, y'all can call me or something like that. One scene.
That's what
he said. Like, okay, he's a friend that's always there for him and stuff. Like, that's one fucking thing. And that could have built the whole relationship on the whole his father dying in the second one and stuff like that and built that chemistry. Like, I know what you're going through. You were there for me at that moment.
Yeah.
Let me be here for you and shit like that. That would add so much more tension to the whole blood scene shit or whatever. So, but, man,
the biggest crime of this movie, dude, they have so much talent, and they just make them look like fucking buffoons, each and every person in this goddamn movie.
What was after Rhino shit?
Oh, my God.
Like, everything in this movie just felt forced.
Yeah, seriously.
Nothing failed off organic. It was just like...
Yeah, so like I said, it was just like the script was just stitched together. It was just a series of scenes. It didn't feel like a cohesive unit.
Come on the page and just left it there and was like, oh, these... Well, fuck it, whatever. Just flip the next page.
Man, this is the definition of a fucking studio film. I shit you not.
It really was. You said it best. We have yet to see a Mark Webb Spider-Man film yet. And I don't think he's never going to get that. And I think they've released news about the Sinister Six. I haven't read it yet or looked it up. Yeah, because we don't give a fuck. Yeah. It's like, I don't care what they do, and I don't know why they continue it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and knock out my number three and two so we can get to our number one now.
Yeah, go for it.
My number three, man, is a number comedy.
Yet another one. God damn. Fucking comedies, man. Just not your friend.
Not this. Well, not any year, to be honest. I'm trying to think. What this is in my list, but man, it's so rare when a comedy makes my list. And when it does, even if it makes my co-host list at the time, it's like, yeah, man, I'm thankful that made it on somebody's list. Because, man, that was the only good one this year. But that's Thinking Like a Man, too.
Oh, I remember that review.
People think I hate Kevin Hart. I like his stand-up. Stand-up is fine. Now I'm just a little tired because he's just too much all over the place or whatever shit. And I'm just feel like I'm getting the same jokes and shit over. I gave him shit in Ride Along. Fuck that movie. But I came back with About Last Night and said he was fucking great in that movie. Because he has someone to balance off of it. In this movie, they said, fuck balancing off, let loose. And they let that Negro loose off a fucking chain. He would not shut the fuck up. That plot had nothing. It was so crowbarred in there. It was the biggest insult to black cinema I've seen in a while.
Really?
At least since last year.
Really?
This year. This is the biggest insult I saw to black cinema.
Wow.
And you know what?
Okay, okay.
It actually is. Because if I was to bring my fiance in here right now, she would say this is the worst movie she's seen in a while.
Damn.
Because she has so much hype going into it. She's like, you get an early... you put me down, please. I have to come with you on it. She really was hyped to see. She loved the first one so much, whatever. And I was like, babe, don't get excited, please.
Man, that's... Wow.
Because the sequel, I said, it's going to be worse. It's a black romantic comedy. See, trust me, it's going to get worse. She was like, I'll give it a chance. She was in the theater like, are you ready to go? She said that twice to me. She said, are you ready to go? Whatever. I was like, you wanted to see it. You here. Stick it out to the end and shit. When they crowbarred a music video in there, I was like... This is Soul Plane too. We hitting those bounds. We are hitting in the Soul Plane. That movie.
Man, it goes to those tents.
Man, it was hitting that territory for me. Holy these Negroes. Shit. And it was a shame. It was shameful too. When you see such great people in there like Romany Malco. You know he's a great actor or whatever. We've seen the guy. He's a fun. He's a great comedic actor.
Yeah.
I will give him that. He's a great comedic actor. He's like the Regina Hoff actor. He's never gotten that chance to shine as a main guy yet or whatever. Mike Leely. We know this guy's a great actor, man. About Last Night, I put it down on an honorable mention when he was going. I was like, I really like that movie a lot, man. I even bought it and shit. I watched it over and over and shit. I mean, it's a great fucking romantic comedy film. And then, man, just to see that piece of shit, man, I was just like, I was ready. I think I did throw something at the screen. I can't remember if it was that movie or Tammy. But I remember I threw something at the screen. I was just like, fuck this movie, man. And if they kicked me out, so fucking be it, man. I wouldn't give a two shits if they took a SAG card from my ass at that point. I would be like, whatever. It ain't.
Fuck it.
I can't see no more after this shit. My number two. This is going to be a shocking one now.
Oh, okay.
Transformers 4.
Oh, really?
Age of Extinction.
That's your number two.
That's my number two.
Okay.
That's my number two.
Wow. All right.
That is my number. That is a piece of shit. That can go to hell. But it ain't worse than my number one. This is the reason why now.
Okay.
Because I even had a debate with this.
I want to hear this.
I had a debate with this.
I want to hear this.
Me and my fiance was talking.
Elaborate.
And I said, what makes Thinking Like a Man 2 your worst of movie of the year? And she looked at me and said, build up. The hype. I loved it. The first one or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting this to be good. It built off of it. The premise should follow in.
Because
she came with all the sequel movies. She's like, these are good sequels right here and shit like that. This one. I ain't had no fucking expectation for this one. I knew it was going to be bad. I knew it was probably going to be... It's probably going to be the worst movie out of all of them. Granted, it probably is or whatever. I mean, you know what? The best thing about this movie is... It's just like those good sequels we named. It ain't better than the original or the first ones. Mm. It's not worse than... To me, it's on par.
Yeah.
If you watched all four back to back, you'd just be like, I don't remember which one I hate more, but they all feel like they could be one big ass movie. And you just be sitting there looking like, I can't take no more. That is a movie. If you watched that franchise back to back, the one you'd have to go like,
yeah, seriously. Yeah, no kidding.
Put a 9mm pistol in your fucking mouth and blow your fucking brains out.
Because goddamn.
I'm assuming that's your number one.
That's my number one.
Then we should talk about this in depth. Let's then, whatever. This, let's talk about this in depth. Where do we begin again?
Where do we begin? travesty.
When we rambled on in our review about that, I mean, we were just going back and forth. We were just talking. We were just bringing shit up, man. Like the robots. Where do we? I mean, what better place to start?
Dude,
that nigga can fly.
How?
That nigga can fly.
Where was this fucking two movies?
The third movie. I need that flight tech. When? What? You can fly to space? Why did you take a spaceship in the third movie to get to the moon, man? People was looking confused, like Optimus Prime was real himself. And this wasn't a studio film. He was real. Literally just flew off like, I'm done filming this movie now.
I had the same like that Mark Wahlberg had to this whole movie. Yeah.
Yo, bro. Where are you going, bro? The funny thing is, the way it ended, though, not only just him flying, just that line he delivered.
That line.
Guardians of the Galaxy was cheesy. But that was clever cheesy. Yeah. This one was cheesy.
This
was like,
no.
What was his line again? It was like,
To my creators.
I'm coming for you. Yeah. Leave Earth alone. I'm coming for you.
Man, I'm telling you, dude. Optimus Prime, he has become probably the worst character. How the fuck did that happen?
He's the worst character ever.
How did that happen, man? Like, he was one of the only things I liked about the first one. And it just seemed like each movie that progressed, I was like,
you know why? Damn. He got more screen time.
He got more screen time. And he kept saying more and more dumb shit. With honor.
You just drilled us. Oh, with honor. I'm like, sliced him in half.
Damn, they fucked his characterization up.
He don't give a fuck.
Man, this is not Optimus Prime. Who is this?
He's a bloodthirsty son of a bitch is what he is. He's out for blood, dude. He's like, the humans can go to hell.
Shit, he might as well be Megatron now.
The way he was fighting him, he was just like, you don't have a soul. If Megatron could bleed in that scene, if he... Oh, let's go with the fucking continuity.
And the so many inconsistencies, man.
It's like, first that fight scene he had with Graviton, he couldn't die. That's what they made. Didn't they make it like that? He was like, he could pixelate his body where he has no soul or anything like that. The end of the film, they had thousands of them. They blowing up like regular. This is like, well, they're not a threat then.
Look at the bleeding. They feel pain. Dogs, the robotic fucking dogs, they drool.
And then they had the nerve to end the movie with Graviton hiding me on the cliff. I'll see you again, Prime. And it's like, it's gonna be more of these fucking films. I was just crying, or whatever.
Then they bring in these goddamn Dinobots, and you fucking know. They're just there for those goddamn toys they were selling, dude.
Man,
they added not a goddamn thing.
Did you know those were the Dinobots when they came out? Because I did.
No, I didn't.
I was looking at them, I was like, who the fuck are these?
And then he switched to them.
I remember looking at my wife, I was like, when are the dinosaurs coming in? Like, because this movie's been going for 2 hours. And then when they transformed, he was like, how are they mindless creatures?
And they had no tie-in with that shit that happened at the beginning of the movie.
No fucking
tie-in. It had nothing to do with it.
You're free to run off on your own. Them robots is huge.
Y'all see what they just did?
Remember, they ran into the forest.
Yeah.
They were bigger than the forest. I was just like, where are they going to go live off?
Like, damn, Peter going to be mad as fuck.
They done killed every animal walking through the forest and shit. Seriously. Mind you, they did a time jump. They were going to take a train to China. Remember when they put it in like... Hey, we found a spaceship. Well, I said, how you gonna get
the train?
China would have been fucking destroyed by the time they would have got there. They would have never got there.
Oh my god.
Mark Wahlberg and his. Oh my. That storyline was so fucking.
God. It don't help. His daughter adds nothing to the goddamn movie.
And a boyfriend, either.
And her boyfriend can't pick a fucking accent. Yeah, him too.
Could you say that? At least Shia LaBeouf probably had more to do than Mark Wahlberg?
He actually did.
Because Mark Wahlberg was only there to say, stop looking at my daughter, bro.
Yeah.
Stop looking at my brother.
He has
no tie-ins with those robots. At least with Shia LaBeouf, you can say, like, that was his car.
Mm-hmm.
So you were like, and plus, he wasn't doing shit anyway. It's like, this is important to me. I should be an operative agent or something like that and shit like that. Mark Wahlberg just found this motherfucker. He could easily just let him go there, but he was just like, yo, bro, you're coming after my family. Yeah. It's like, they don't give a fuck about your family no more shit. Once them robots are loose, they don't give a shit about you. And Kelsey Grammer, man. These robots are so big, yet they can just smash through the building and ride the elevator up. And I was like, Bumblebee rolled that up.
How does that work?
He would bring that fucking thing down. Man. Like, that shit would... Oh, my gosh.
And then the ending, man. John, we didn't get to John Goodman yet.
Or fucking Stanley Tucci. Don't matter.
His character does a 180 like a motherfucker. He's just like, wow, that came out of nowhere. And then the racist stereotypes of all Asians can fight and do the martial arts and shit. So it's like, that came out of nowhere. And Stanley Tucci became a goddamn joke at the end. And then John Goodman, he damn near became fucking, what's his name from the third one? Prime, Sentinel Prime and shit like that or whatever. Because he's just talking to himself. I was like, who is he shooting at? Because
it was shooting at... It was like at least like a good 5 minutes. Just him on the screen.
Just talking. I'm all out of ammo. It's like, well, run out of fucking ammo. And did he even die?
No.
I don't know. He died. Not like, because nobody shot his ass. He's like, throw that grenade. Hand it to me. Hey, you want some? I'm gun ready to run out of ammo. I'm dying here. What's going on? And all you see is just cars blowing up in the back.
I swear to God, dude. They left the fucking soundboard on. I just kept clicking that shit. That's all I did.
I remember just looking there. I remember I did this and I was like, just end already.
Yeah, it's three fucking hours of nothing.
It just kept going on.
It was just straight tomfoolery, man.
I was just sitting there looking like, it ain't going to end. It
doesn't
stop. It ain't going. And then when they get separated and he was like, we need soldiers. and he hit that cage and they just came out and they was walking off. They walked normal. I was just like, oh, these more Autobots or something like that or whatever shit. And then for some reason, one just transformed down. He punched it. You and he's like, you're gonna. He pretty much put him as a slave. He was like, yeah, I own you now, or I'll kill you. I was like,
Optimus. Again, Optimus Prime, man, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're gonna protect me and my family, or I'll kill you all. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. And when they hunt down Ratchet, that's your.
Should have some gravity.
My thing
make
is...
Make me feel for this goddamn Autobot.
Okay. My thing is... I didn't feel shit for that robot.
Come on.
Because you barely see him in any of the movies, so you just kind of like, nigga, if you die, whatever, man.
I was laughing, dude. That show's hilarious.
But you know what I was laughing at the most? Is when Kelsey Grammer just walks up on him badass and shit. I'm like, you could easily kill that motherfucker. Yeah. Like, you... He is nothing to you. These people are nothing to you. You could fly... Drive... There's so many shit they could have done or whatever. And I'm just like, these people are nothing to you. The fact that humans are hunting you down, it's like, I don't feel the threat here. I really don't and shit like that.
No.
So, yeah, but... So let me not lay some knowledge on you on my number one is. And you know what it is.
I know what it is.
It's fucking Godzilla.
Man, I don't blame you. I can't blame you, man.
Now,
I can't blame
you. I had a debate when I was talking about the fiance, because it was going back with Transformers this one. I was like, I asked her a simple question. I said, would you be mad at a movie that you knew from the predecessors before it was shit? Same director, same writers, and all that shit, whatever and shit. You know this one was gonna be shit and it turned out to be shit. Mm-hmm. Would you be more mad at that film or the one that got hyped up to be great by everyone and still is hyped up to be great by everyone?
Yeah.
That built your expectation when you went excited and then walking out going like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why y'all getting it neither. This is some straight up fanboy shit right here, whatever. And that was, and she said, I'm more mad at the one you hyped me up on for or whatever. And I'm going to go with this one, Godzilla. That's my number one fucking forest film. I hate that fucking movie.
Yeah.
What a fucking passion. It's nowhere near as long as Transformers. Damn near feels that way almost. Mm. Because you get a lot of nothing.
A lot.
And it has so much interesting things going on here. And that first 20 minutes, not even 20 minutes. I don't even, that's being generous. It was like 10 to 15 at the most, whatever and shit. Because the opening was like just set up from the like photos and shit like that, whatever and stuff. And then you get to Bryan Cranston, you're like, I see the motivation where this movie can go now. I see it. He feels responsible for his wife's death or whatever, shit like that.
Dang.
Brilliant. Put that in there. Killed. Did he just die?
What?
Oh. Okay, well, maybe Aaron Taylor Johnson will find out the mystery that his dad wasn't. He doesn't do anything. Oh.
Really?
He's just putting military gear in.
Yeah.
Now this missile story where the humans just created a conflict. Now they don't want to do it. So now it's just a way to interject themselves into this movie even more.
Yeah.
Godzilla was never on fucking screen. Every time he showed up, he just posing.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, man? I'm back.
I'm back.
Been a while. Hi.
I think as far as Transformers go, a horror or worst movie, but I think this one more was a fuck you to the audience, if you ask me. And I say that for the simple fact that you get no Godzilla screen time.
Yeah.
like none at all. And the one scene you do get is the fire scene. Mm-hmm. That's probably the longest scene ever. And when you told me he didn't even go on that day, I was like, man, fuck that director, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy, yeah, dude. Down a holy grail. Fuck that guy up in the asshole.
Man.
With that Michael Fassbender helmet. Shit. Magnetic dick and all.
It's so frustrating because you realize they could have something special in their hands, man. There's so much potential here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of potential. I saw it. I saw it.
And a lot of people using that excuse, well, it's better than a rolling egg frame. I'm just like,
I can't say that.
I remember I said in the review directly, I was like, to me, it's on the same par with that fucking
just
film.
About.
And people was like, no, you can't say that. That one was goofy. And so I was like, and this one wasn't?
Yeah.
You said it best when you opened up. Let them fight. When he said that, I remember just looking, because the film was serious as fuck. Whatever. Yeah. When he said it, I'm just like, well, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, man. You remember his famous line in the movie? They called him Godzilla.
They did one of them old film throwbacks where they paused the movie and cranked the music up.
Man, I was looking at the screen like they actually just did that. Like they really put that in there.
Stereotype right
I
now.
I was like, my God.
I didn't find nothing unique about the creatures and shit like that. Especially when you got a close up, I was like, they look like the Cloverfield monster. Yeah. I was like, wow. I was like, they should just put Cloverfield monster in here or whatever. Make Godzilla. That thing was huge. That motherfucker took down a helicopter, jumped from the fucking sky. I was like, yeah, put him in there.
Apparently, they really like the designs because they were on the screen more than fucking Godzilla.
Jesus Christ. And it was. Jesus. And then the ignorance of it too is like, there's another one of these things. Where at? Las Vegas, Nevada. How the fuck y'all didn't see that thing? Come on, man, shit. And then they saw the destruction of it, how it left. Yeah. I was just like, didn't nobody report this shit? Come on, man. This shit right next to Vegas, whatever shit. You mean to tell me?
Not to mention the whole their game plan to bomb them with nukes.
Even though they just established in a long 5 to 10 minute scene, they feed off of nukes. It makes them stronger.
They've been feeding off that shit for the past 20 years. Man, that shit is so blatant. I'm like, really, y'all? Yeah, this got past a second revise? Really, really?
I didn't.
Really?
They was actually arguing. This is like, we can't use those because it feeds them and makes them stronger, whatever. What about the nukes? Oh my God, man. It was baffling the fuck out of me. And then when it finally got to the fight scene, man, I was so exhausted at that point. I was just like, we'll get something cool. And then they kept doing that. Remember they did the thing where Elizabeth Olsen, which by the way, that was an insult. On high mighty ground. That had to be
fucking waste.
That had to be the worst female character I've seen. And I'm saying for as worst because I think she was the best actress of the summer. As far as her background work and shit like that, that came out of anything else or whatever. So when you're looking for Elizabeth, you're like, I expect something out of her and shit like that. And when you see what she does in it, you're just like, wow. I know you're trying to get your name out there even more and shit like that, but you did not need this role because that did not help her. I mean, you got Avengers coming up. You didn't need this shit. Mm-hmm. You really fucking didn't. Maybe you was just trying to have back-to-back roles. Godzilla this year, Avengers next year. I'm doing big blockbusters and shit, but... My fucking God, man. I was like, that's got to be the worst female character I've seen this summer as far as something really? I was hyped up for.
Okay.
All the movies I named that was on my best of list, the women that was in there, I even throw in Emily from Edge of Tomorrow. I had no expectations for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, whatever, I've seen her, and it's like, she's been passable. I'm like, nothing's better. But Elizabeth Olsen, I put her on like one of my favorite actresses list and shit like that.
Yeah.
And to see that shit she did, I was like, damn, you just got any of them Olsen twins to do this shit, really.
Seriously.
That ended when she's running into the little room, they close the door, and you see Godzilla's mouth on her. I was like,
God.
Man, y'all do that. I remember saying that theater, y'all do that shit one more fucking time, man.
What did they do?
They did it again. They did it. And you thought it was going to be cool, too, because you see Godzilla getting attacked by the flying creature, and they shove the camera away from it. Like, they have Aaron Taylor Johnson running away, and they got the camera zoomed in on him, and you just see, like, two things on the ground fighting him. And he's just like, lift the fucking camera up. Who the fuck is filming this? it was baffling. And then to do a review of someone that loved it.
Oh, that's right. He
I was like, oh, are we not seeing the same fucking film here with him? And to get that high rating it got on Rotten Tomatoes and people talking about it's the best thing they've ever seen. Like, and even saying the 30 minutes, that 30 minutes was genuine. Then that ending.
Savior of our city.
Everybody was clapping for him, though. Like, why? And then they were talking about, like, you didn't feel nothing for Aaron Taylor Johnson when Godzilla fell out and he looked in his eye.
Really? People felt something during that fucking sequence?
to feel in that scene? That Aaron Taylor Johnson just saw a big. He should, if anything, he should have been like, oh, yeah, shit, dude. And Godzilla should have been like, yeah, I just got my ass whooped right now, whatever, shit like that. Just got my. Godzilla is supposed to be a force of nature. Doesn't knock over not one building with him just walking. Mm-hmm. He's walking as if he's just a car in traffic.
Yeah.
And then that big ass billboard. My co-host at the time said he didn't see that billboard. I'm just like,
come on, man.
Man, come on, man. Shit.
Come on.
I was just excited because of that fight scene we just saw. I'm just like, and yet you missed that big ass build, the savior of our city. I remember I was like, no need to stay for these credits. I got to get the fuck out of here, and I got to get out of here. Wow. Now.
Yeah, that was like the final letter on the fuck you.
That definitely
was you.
Yeah, big emphasis on you.
Yeah.
You, Godzilla. And now, during time, I'm gonna come back and make another. I'm just like,
doing the same shit.
Man, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to hell.
Fuck that franchise. I'm saying it already. Yeah, fuck that franchise.
I'm
sorry to be blunt like that and be, I guess, narrow-minded, some would say. But come on, man.
If the director comes out and tells you I'm doing the same thing I did in the first one, and you didn't like the first one, you can't tell them.
You ain't
getting
much of a choice.
You ain't got no choice but to say fuck that franchise. Like, do you have any expectations? Maybe now it'll probably be better than us because our expectations are low. But with the track record of sequels being worse, highly doubt that. And next, you know, is a Godzilla film, and now they're talking about putting in, what, three more monsters or something?
Yeah.
I'm like, you could just put one in. That'd be fine. Why don't y'all make Godzilla destructive in the next one?
Yeah, why don't we actually have Godzilla in the goddamn movie?
I was about to say, that'd be something. Whatever. This motherfucker calls a tsunami in Hawaii and shit like that. Comes back to, what was it, L.A.? What city was that?
San Francisco.
San Francisco and shit? Doesn't touch a goddamn building.
Nope.
Doesn't bread nothing in that shit. Whatever. I'm just like, even the bridge, he swim by nicely. Yeah. So I was just like, does Godzilla got a human owner or something like that? Is there some background? Did Ken Watanabe train him?
He might have. He was infatuated with
him. In fact, he knew so much about him. And shit. Yeah. Like, Ken Watanabe acted like he'd been living for millions of years and shit like that. Like, he might as well have been the RZA from fucking G.I. Joe.
Seriously.
He was the blind swordsman or whatever that came in and just like, Godzilla's been living for many of yours. Wait. Disappeared. Man. I'd be like, made most sense, wow. But. People, we've been going on for about an hour now, man. That is, man, that is our best/worst summer of 2014.
We made it.
Man, we finally got the summer over. And man, Godzilla, man, fuck you. Yeah. Goddamn, dude.
Transformers, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you too, dude. Shit,
but yo, ways, lovely.
But yeah, hopefully the fall don't get worse, man. Yeah, well, people, that was actually a good show. Yeah, got a lot of good, reminiscent of some good movies there, and some bad ones apparently.
Some bad shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some bad shit.
Bad shit. But people, I'm a phenomenal one.
I'm Cody,
and we are signing out this biatch.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
Biatch. Let them fight. Godzilla.
With honor.